Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our annual dedication service. Once a year, we come and formally dedicate ourselves, our organizations, and the whole congregation to God's service. Everybody's welcome to have a cup of tea or coffee at the end of the service in the small hall. You have most of the intimations, but I just want to highlight one or two things. The harvest retiral offering last week raised £103 for the local food bank. So thanks to everybody who contributed. And I commend to you the food bank collections which we make every week in the form of food. Also, because it was harvest, the stuff that was left from the display we took to South Beach Home. So I've got a nice letter here. I write to thank you most warmly for the bountiful gifts delivered last Sunday for the benefit of our residents. Thank you for this very tangible sign of your interest and support of our work here. And that's from the home, South Beach Home. The Guild speaker this week is Susan Montgomery, talking about silver jewellery. The badminton group has donated £300 for God's work in this parish. On Friday, the adult Christian education group is not meeting, just for 1 week. We'll be back in business the following week. Next week is Stewardship Sunday. I remind you that in St. John Stevenston Church this afternoon at 3:00, there's music and reflection about issues to do with peace and conflict and how to resolve life better. That's 3:00 this afternoon in St. John Stevenson. I also remind you that the Kirk session was considering having a course from the presbytery on working with young people. If any of you would like to be involved in a course about working with young people, please speak to any elder or to myself. And finally, I have to read to you this edict. As you know, in a couple of weeks' time, we're having a new elder. Well, she's not exactly a new elder. She was an elder in Fife, but having moved to this area, now a member of this church, Susan Gill will be coming a reactivated elder, readmitted. But I have to read this formally. Susan Gill, a member of this congregation, has lately been elected by the Kirk session to be a ruling elder in Saltcoats North Parish Church. Susan Gill has intimated her acceptance of the office of eldership. So notice is hereby given to all concerned that if they have objections to state why the aforementioned Susan Gill should not be ordained to the office of ruling elder, they should approach the Kirk session, which is appointed to meet in the small hall before the service at 10:45 on Sunday the 20th of October. If no relevant objection affecting life or doctrine be then made and substantiated, the Kirk session will proceed to the ordination without delay on Sunday 20th of October. That's a week on Sunday. And these are all the intimations. So let us dedicate ourselves again to God. Let us begin by singing hymn 664 in Mission Praise, "The Spirit Lives to Set Us Free."
Oh,
The reason why we are dedicated to God is because God is dedicated to us. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Heavenly Father, we come before you on this annual dedication service to dedicate ourselves to you once again. We come like Moses and the Israelites at Mount Sinai and Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim. And we come like them at Mount Carmel with Elijah. We come as many different individuals in our various groups and in our organizations, but all united in our dedication to you. We gather this morning like soldiers on the parade ground, waiting to hear a word from our commander-in-chief. We gather like little lost sheep, looking to our good shepherd. We gather like an orchestra of many talented people, each with a unique contribution to make, but silently waiting for you, the conductor, to wave your stick. We gather like athletic sprinters, crouched at the blocks, poised for action, just waiting your starter gun. We come like the children came to you, Lord Jesus. We follow you like the 12 disciples who left everything to follow you. Lord Jesus, we are dedicated to you. Well, most of the time. Some of the time. We try to be dedicated. We want to be dedicated. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Forgive our blowing hot and cold, our lukewarmness, our fair-weather Christianity, our resolutions and good intentions which fail to materialize. We thank you for your patience with us, for your forgiveness and love. You remember that we are dust. Loving Lord Jesus, we ask you to work with what you've got. We come with our meager rations, our 5 loaves and 2 fish, but you can feed multitudes with it. We come with our planting and our ploughing, but you provide the growth and the harvest. We can only offer you water, but you can turn it into wine. The wise may bring their learning, the rich may bring their wealth, and some may bring their greatness, and some their strength and health. We too would bring our treasures to offer to you, the King, but we have no wealth or learning. What gifts can we bring? We'll bring our hearts that love you. So take us as we are and use us as you will. And hear us as we pray together, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Excuse me, I'm all right till I get started. So, how's everybody? You all right? You're not coughing, sneezing? No? I'll stay back. Oh, you got your car. So, can you read the big word? Uh-huh. Do you know what it means, though? That's a harder question. Go on, Data. Uh-huh. So what you say, you have to train for your race, right? Work hard and keep at it, uh-huh.
Dedication means like
you're dedicated to dancing. What does dedicated to dancing mean then for you? You go every week. All right. Some people come to church every week. Some people don't. Some of your dancers don't come every week either, don't they? There's types of people. Some people are very dedicated, and some people are often undedicated. Not giving up. You're getting the idea. So this service is about dedicating ourselves to God. And this service goes back 3,000 years, all the way to the Old Testament in the Bible. It was God's idea, and Moses got the Israelites every year to go between two big mountains. They were in the valley. There was Mount Ebal and Mount Gerizim, and he would say to them, "Do you still love God? Do you still follow God? Will you still obey him? Will you still be his people, and he'll be your God?" And they would say, "Yes." And thousands of them would be shouting, "Yeah." So that's basically what we've been doing for 3,000 years. And it still is true today. Dedication is something you're waking up in the morning with. You think about a new day, and then the dedication kicks in, or it doesn't. Up hands if you get up every morning. Every morning. Well, you're dedicated to the new day, to living. Right. What happens next? Are you dedicated to brushing your teeth? Right. You're dedicated to dental hygiene. Are you dedicated to your breakfast? You like your food in the morning? I know somebody that doesn't eat breakfast, but they're not here today. You know why? They didn't have their breakfast. They're not well. There's no petrol in their tank, no energy. That's what makes you ill. You need something at the start of the day to get you going. But you need more than food. You need enthusiasm. When you get up, do you get up with, "Yeah, it's a new day"? Or do you get up saying, "Oh, third attempt"? The reason to get out of bed with a smile on your face and feet that are skipping and dancing is because you're dedicated to something worthwhile, purposeful. So what are you all dedicated to? I know what you're going to say. Right, go on then. Rugby. Dancing. Dancing as well. Brownies. Oh, you're dedicated to a lot of things, right?
Slimming.
Oh, swimming. you won't need to slim if you do all these things. School. Well said. You see, it's all right doing your physical stuff and you get a good big body, muscles. But what about getting a big brain? Go to school, get enthused, try and learn every day. There's another one. Healthy, fit bodies, sharp minds. What about a good spirit, good soul? You're dedicated to your bed. Well, there's a lot of people agree with that, as you can see. Your family. And Sunday school. Right, you're giving me all the right answers now. You're thinking it through. Right, but let me take us back to what we're on about. I was walking down the beach, because I'm dedicated to walking my dog. If you go down the beach, it's a little picture of life. Every day, I mean, some people just go sometimes, but there are some people who go down the beach every day. And they include people pushing prams, people walking dogs, people jogging, And they've all got their own little reasons for doing it, but what they do every day, all weather, rain or shine. And my eye caught this young girl running up the beach, and she does it most days. All weather, always with a t-shirt and shorts, even if it's a cold day. And she runs really fast, and she goes up and down, up and down. And you get tired just watching. But you can see that she's very fit. And she's obviously dedicated to long distance running. And this is her practicing the skill of the running. Everything in life takes hard work, dedication. And what I was getting around to saying was the most important thing, more important than jogging, more important than dancing, rugby, anything you said, is dedicated to God. Being the best person that you can be to please Him. As groups, as a congregation, as a country, as a world, as a human race, He's created us, He loves us, He cares for us, He wants the best from us, He wants to do things with us, He wants the world to be great. So the question is, will you chip in your tuppence worth? Will you do your bit? And you be dedicated to Him, to other people, and work for the good of all. It takes hard work, but the more you do it, the better you are at it. In the Bible, there were dedicated people like Daniel, Abraham, the Israelites, the disciples. If you watched the World Athletics Championships this week, you'd have seen Dina Asher-Smith. And the other athletes, they were all doing their bit. St. Paul said, life's like a race, and you have to run the race, fight the good fight, keep the faith. Let's sing together, I have decided to follow Jesus, 272 in the white book, 272. To the choir. So I'd like to ask the choir to sing their anthem. Right, thank you to the choir. Can I invite now our four readers to come out? We have Kathleen McElreevy, Heather Spears, Harry McElreevy, and Audrey Scott. They happen to be the Friday team that meets on Fridays. Between them, they hold the jobs of magazine editor, treasurer, gift aid promoter, presbytery elder, health and safety officers, midweek worship leaders, prayer shawl group.
The first reading is from Exodus 19, starting at verse 4. The Lord called to Moses from Mount Sinai and told him to say to the Israelites, "You saw what I, the Lord, did to the Egyptians, and how I carried you, as an eagle carries her young on her wings, and brought you here to me. Now, if you will obey me and keep my covenant, you will be my own people. The whole earth is mine, but you will be my chosen people, a people dedicated to me alone, and you will serve me as priests." So Moses went down and called the leaders of the people together and told them everything that the Lord had commanded him. Then all the people answered together, "We will do everything that the Lord has said." And Moses reported this to the Lord.
And this one's from Deuteronomy. Moses, speaking on behalf of God, said to the Israelites, "Today you are standing in the presence of the Lord your God. You are here today to enter into this covenant with the Lord your God is making with you and to accept its obligations, so that the Lord may now confirm you as his people and be your God, and he your God. Today I am giving you a choice between good and evil, between life and death. If you obey the commands of the Lord your God, which I give you today, and if you love him, obey him, and keep all his laws, then you will prosper and become a nation of many people. The Lord your God will bless you. But if you disobey and refuse to listen and are led away to worship other gods, you will be destroyed. I warn you here and now. I am now giving the choice between life and death, between God's blessing and God's curse. And I call heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Choose life. Love the Lord your God. Obey him and be faithful to him."
God said to Joshua, Moses' successor, "I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will always be with you. I will serve you. I will never abandon you. Be determined, be confident. Don't be afraid or discouraged, for I, the Lord, your God, am with you wherever you go."
First Peter chapter 2, verses 9-10. "You are the chosen race, the king's priests, the holy nation, God's own people. Choose to proclaim the wonderful acts of God, who called you out of darkness into his own marvellous light. At one time you were not God's people, but now you are his people. At one time you did not know God's mercy, but now you have received his mercy."
Right, thank you to all of you. Now, we have sitting here representatives of our guild. The guild's been going over 100 years now. They've not been going over 100 years, but the guild has. And let's all join together and we'll sing the guild's hymn. This was their centenary hymn. "Worship We Our Lord and Father." It's on your sheets.
Thank you.
Let's think a bit more about dedication. It's just a big word sitting up there, or it's an idea that floats in the sky sometimes. Can we spell out what dedication really involves? So Eva, you were saying you're dedicated with your dancing, and Laura, you're into dancing. So what does it involve that you have to do? You practice, uh-huh. How often do you dance in a week? Every week? You go to the Kelly McCrory dancing on a Wednesday. Do you go to any other dancing groups? What group do you go to, Eva?
I go to the group I go to at school, and also at school, B5 to 7, they're offering anyone that wants to go to country dancing.
Does the whole class go dancing at school? Just some of them. So if you don't want to go to the dancing, what's the alternative? Where do they go instead? You get a choice of things to do. But you do it because you like doing it. And do you practice out with the school and out with the classes that you go to? See, the choir here, they practice every Thursday. But you probably sing in between Sundays and Thursdays as well, eh? You practice in the house. But if you just look around the room with everybody here, there's all kinds of examples of dedication. They're too shy and too polite to sort of shout about what they do, but I know some of their stories, and I don't want to embarrass anybody. But we'll talk about one that's not here, will we? You know Gordon Fraser? The man that sits there, that gap in the middle. And his son was big into swimming. And it meant Gordon and his wife got up at 4 a.m. to drive in their car at 5 a.m. to take him swimming and things like that. Gordon himself has gone from being terminally ill to triathlon, and he's been getting medals, silver medals in national championships for triathlon. He's come a long way in that regard. But you can't do that without a lot of practice. All of us have talents and abilities, hobbies, interests, and we get involved in church life, but community life, all kinds of life. And dedication is both religious and not religious. You get dedication everywhere. I sometimes lament the fact that the non-religious dedication sometimes beats the religious dedication. But anyway, if you boil down dedication, what everybody has in every walk of life who are dedicated is, you tell me. So if they're a dedicated dancer, a dedicated rugby player, a dedicated bowler, a dedicated Christian, anything, what do dedicated people show? They don't give up, right? That's the one, good one.
Commitment.
But I think that's the same word for what he was saying, really, isn't it? That's the big word for what you've just said, Dato. You see, it's never an easy life. I've been saying that an amazing amount of times recently. I was in a house this week with a young man whose life's been an absolute mess, but he's now got a council house. But he's got nothing in his council house, and he hasn't a clue how to start organising his life. And you sit there saying, where do we start? How can we help? What do you want to do? What would you like to be? Where do you want to get to? Don't know. How can I help? Don't know. And we all feel that sometimes, that I want to build a life, a better life, a really good life. How do you do it? You can be committed, dedicated, but where does that go? How do I do it? Well, you need the help of others, to be fair. We all need the help of others. Dedication is something that you have. Sometimes you get annoyed with the person next to you, and you make a kick. Come on, get more dedication, more commitment. But we can help each other to be more committed. I mean, rugby's a team game. The dancing, they do it together. Most things are team games. Even individual sports, they have teams around them supporting them. Andy Murray has lots of folk helping him. So, as Christians, we've got to be committed and dedicated, hardworking, persist ourselves. But even the best of us, that runs out. And we need each other to help. And we have a team. That's what we're supposed to be as a church. We're here to help ourselves to be better, to help others in the church to be better, and to help others out with the church who want to build a life, don't know where to begin, to help them. And it goes back to the fact that God, he sees that in us. And that's why he came down to earth as Jesus to get into our life, to help us individually, in our groups, as congregations, as the human race. Jesus shows us the way to live. He gives us the power to go and live it. He gives us the friendship, the companionship to walk that journey together. So we're celebrating Jesus' dedication to us and our response of being dedicated to him. And together, him and us, him and all of us, what are we going to be and do in the next 12 months as a congregation? Have we got ambitions? How do we build the body of Christ? How do we witness to the community? How do we help one person even just to get on, be better, to be healthier, happier? We've got a good news gospel to preach. We've got a living Lord Jesus. It's up to us to be the pebble in the pool, cause the ripples, and to help change the world. Not our power, Jesus working through us. Now the offering for the work of the Lord will be received. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for all the blessings you bless us with. But most of all, we thank you for yourself, for loving us, for being with us, for calling us, for working together with us. We thank you for the privilege of being your human agents. So take our time, talents, money, and use us in your service for the enrichment of the world around us. Amen. Right, let's sing from your hymn sheets, "Will You Come and Follow Me?" Is that the wrong one? Sorry. My mistake. 479. Who is on the Lord's side? I'll explain later. And now we come to the act of dedication. And we start first with the guild. Betty McFall is unable to be with us today, but Ray Reid is deputising for her. Ray.
The Guild Act of Dedication. All stand and say together. Ladies, we, the members of Salkett's North Parish Church Guild, dedicate ourselves anew to our Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve. We promise to live and work together in worship, fellowship, and service. We promise to support the Guild's projects. We promise to give our time, talents, and money to the Guild, the Church, and God. Dedication prayer, Mr. Noble. Mr. Noble, dedication prayer.
That's you. Just carry on.
This one, right. I give my hands to you, Lord.
We give our hands to you.
I offer the work I do, Lord.
We offer the work we do.
I give my thoughts to you, Lord.
We give our thoughts to you.
I give my plans to you, Lord.
We give our plans to you.
Give me hands for you, Lord.
Give us hands for you.
Let your love set me free, Lord. Keep me close to you, Lord. Thank you. We'll now sing the Guild's hymn. May God's blessings surround you each day.
I think the idea is we'll all join in and sing along with the Guild. This is a hymn that they sing at every meeting when they finish. So would you all like to join in it? It's 460 in the White Book.
We usually say thank you, ladies. Good night and safe journey home, but there's still a bit to do.
Right, thank you very much, Ray. Now, the general act of dedication for everybody. I'm going to call out the groups in the church. Could you please stand as I call out your group? If you're in more than one, you only stand once, but understand. And if you're not able to stand, feel free to sit. So, the choir, the guild, the Sunday school, the creche, the Sunday teas, ballroom dancers, the prayer shawl group, the midweek worshippers, Scottish country dancing, Kelly McCrory dancing, the prayer group, the badminton, the office and the volunteers on a Friday, the Adult Christian Education Group, board and session, any members and any visitors. So in other words, everybody is invited to stand if you are able. Now, at this point, I normally would read out the vows of church membership and you all together say I do. But I just had the impulse this year, why don't you just say them rather than say I do to them? So you have on the back of your sheets the vows. When we're dedicated to something, it's not once in a lifetime, it's every day. So for today, let's say, I believe these things. I believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I confess Jesus Christ as my Saviour and Lord. I promise to join regularly with my fellow Christians in worship on the Lord's Day. I promise to be faithful in reading the Bible and in prayer. I promise to give a fitting proportion of my time, talents, and money for the Church's work in the world. I promise, depending on the grace of God, to confess Christ before men, to serve him in my daily work, and to walk in his ways all the days of my life. Please be seated. And may God enable you faithfully to keep these promises. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this dedication Sunday, we celebrate and thank you for all the inspiring, dedicated people whom we admire, like sportsmen and women leading up to the Olympics. We think of musicians who practice for hours on end, scholars who study so hard until they become experts, lifeboat crews, firemen and women, paramedics, all in the caring professions, family carers, dedicated friends, faithful pets, soldiers who win medals, unsung heroes in all kinds of ways. We especially praise and thank you for all the dedicated people who have spent their whole lives and even given up their life to bring us the good news of your love. We thank you for dedicated disciples, for Sunday school teachers and day school teachers, for youth leaders and youth organization leaders. We thank you for parents and grandparents, for ministers, for Bible writers. Above all, we praise and thank you for your dedication to us, for creating us, for sustaining us, for living for us and dying for us and rising for us, for loving us with a love that will never let us go. So help us to share your dedication. We pray today in particular for Morag Conway, who's moved to Irvine Hospital. We pray for Margaret Curlett. We pray for Julie McTavish, Lydia Walker, Ruth Cowan. We pray for Maureen and for Fraser, for Anne Barraclough and Betty McCubbin. We pray for your comfort and peace upon those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. We especially pray today for the family and friends of Peggy Gilfillan, who lives next door, who died at home on Friday. We think of our three daughters, Margaret, Marion, and Hazel. We pray for the wider world at this harvest season round the world. And we think of the global warming and its effects. We pray for all the Brexit discussions that are going on. We pray for people in wars in Syria, Yemen, Libya, Afghanistan, and so many places. We think of the unrest and protests in Hong Kong. And we pray for your church in this world. As a presbytery today, we are praying for all the retired ministers in the presbytery. We think especially of the Reverend Andrew Taylor and his wife May. And we pray, Lord, for your blessing on our life and work and witness in our individual lives, in our groups, and as a congregation. Amen. The closing hymn is on your sheets, "We Are One in the Spirit." the Lord and serve the people, to love the people and serve the Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and evermore.